This is Fresh Air. In the couple of years since Whitney Houston's first album was released, she's won 8 major music awards, plus a 1986 Emmy for her performance on the previous year's Grammy Award program. The 23-year-old singer from New Jersey has a new record out. Our rock critic Ken Tucker has this review.
The number one song in the country these days is Whitney Houston's I Wanna Dance With Somebody. The number one album in the country is Houston's latest, called Whitney. It's a Whitney world. Billboard magazine reports that this Whitney album is the first time a female pop artist has released an album that entered the music charts at number one. You're public radio folks, so maybe you're not really interested in this commercial music biz stuff, I know. But I've taken it as my little mission here to keep you connected to the real world. I'm telling you all this so you'll have some perspective when I play this big hit that may have passed you by entirely. Here's Whitney Houston and I Wanna Dance With Somebody. Whitney Houston and her number one hit, I Wanna Dance With Somebody. As an artist, Whitney Houston isn't particularly interesting. Her voice was trained singing gospel music, but it's a puffed-up, powerful instrument without an awful lot of expression. Then, too, her songs are either wispy little things or big, bombastic showstoppers. Either way, not the stuff of greatness. But Whitney Houston is a very interesting pop phenomenon. For one thing, she's young, in her early 20s, but she comes out of a very clearly defined musical tradition. It's one that hasn't been especially popular in recent years. She's a soul singer, capable of delivering the sort of lively rhythm and blues you just heard, or torchy ballads that haven't been pop hits since the heyday of Dionne Warwick and Aretha Franklin in the 60s. Her singing lacks the indelible stamp of great ones like Warwick and Aretha. Warwick, by the way, is Houston's cousin. Houston's mother is the gospel singer Sissy Houston, so Whitney is steeped in the history of this kind of music. This sort of pop singing has made a comeback in recent years in the music of Sade, Anita Baker, and lately Regina Bell. But Houston is easily the most successful at it, without ever imprinting her music with as much personality as the singers I've just named. Nonetheless, at a time when the rest of the top ten is filled with the aggressive sounds of heavy metal and rap music, Whitney Houston's airy pop is being sought after as something, an oasis, a relief, an excuse, a retreat. Since the skinny songs on her new album, Whitney, are even more mediocre than the slender ones on her debut album released last year, it'll be interesting to see whether her popularity remains as pervasive as it's been. Right now, however, her voice is the one America wants to hear more than any other.
Our rock critic Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for the Philadelphia Inquirer. He reviewed Whitney Houston's new album called Whitney.